SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night. That's it on the grid. 844-843-6879 is the number. Plenty to do. Lots of NBA games tonight. There's a couple hockey games. They just released the schedule for the SEC team, so even though college football's over, Joe's already got something he can sink his teeth into, including Oklahoma. Welcome to the SEC. They finished next year with Alabama and LSU their last two games. Welcome to the conference, guys. You're going to be wishing you had that smooth trip to Waco about a year from now when they finish that up. That's for sure. So we have a lot going on, as always. Mike Carver along with the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go! For the two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. How are you, buddy?
Great.
Broke bread last night, mano a mano in the flesh.
We missed Matias, though. He was too far away. He couldn't make it.
Yeah, Matias. He was down and out in Beverly Hills there. He was down and out. He probably loved it. He didn't have to deal with us for a night.
That's true.
You know what I mean? All the characters were out last night, huh? Him.
Welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. here, Mike Carver and, of course, the Encyclopedia of College Football. Go for the two, Joe Lisi. A lot of people travel from afar, too, which is very interesting.
The Sports Grid holiday party. Carver and Lisi did a little work, right? We did coast to coast, and then all of a sudden, you took the train in. I was already
the Iron Horse. Yeah,
rubbing elbows with everybody.
You're never done. You went and had to go do game time decisions too. You know, it's never enough.
Oh, that's true. I had an in-person spot. You're telling the whole group, everybody surround the guy. Joe, how did the Chargers do, huh? Good for you.
You're not letting that go, huh?
Because it's one thing for our show, right? It's one thing. And I already took my lumps. I took my lumps in the bank account. I took my lumps from you. You got to remember something.
It's not like it's 3 weeks later. I mean, it was still under 48 hours. I mean, it's not like we're still ringing the bell here a month from now.
But the way you set, and you're a great setup, man. You're a great facilitator. You know how to get things going. Trust me. You are the best. Okay? That's why I call you the igniter. So when you know you got a little traction, you make it, the way you tell the story is, oh yeah, like he's never, like yeah, I'm like 0 for 169. Like, hey, you needed that. That was an attention getter for you. Like your coach should be up.
It only came up once.
Yeah, I didn't like it. Didn't like it.
It only came up once, so.
The timing of it, who was around.
Yeah, you're worried about everybody. You're worried about all the wheels and the charts and graphs, guys. All the wheels.
Bells and whistles. I will say the meatball sliders, fantastic. I attacked those last night.
You had a lot of them. Yeah, quite a few.
I did, and then I went for the regular sliders. The restaurant probably took a loss on me. And then there were people, Carver, thinking that I can't eat 12 sliders with no buns.
Yeah, you had more than
that. You better set them straight.
You had more than that.
I eat six hamburgers and AC Wahlburgers. Three sets of doubles, no buns.
Matias, how many burgers do you eat without buns in a sitting if you had to? What do you think, Matias? Can you top Joe? If he got through it all? No?
He's out. Down and out. The kid fell off his
Can't
chair.
Get him. Can't get Matias.
Two of them.
Oh, there he is. Two. Two for Matias.
Two.
Give me Utah. Get me two.
Johnny Utah.
Give me two.
Hey, are you Johnny Utah? I'm just surfing on the thing, and
too.
All of a sudden, I gamble on the side, and all of a sudden, I recognize Johnny Utah with no helmet on. It's incredible.
Here's what's going on, Joe, since there is some action happening.
Sixers, I put it in, by the way.
Oh, okay. Sixers up 14 on the Pistons as they get close to the end of the first half there. They're going to probably cruise along in that one. Pelicans up 11. In D.C. against the Wizards. That's almost at the end. How about the live total in that game, Joe? 262.5. Look out.
Buy high and sell high.
We only have 5 minutes here. What are we doing with this 258.5 in Milwaukee? Are we going under?
You said you don't want to take it. I took it. I already took a parlay. You want to hear the parlay I took?
Oh, all right. Can I give you one more piece of information to the people first before that starts? Lakers and the Spurs are about to start. No LeBron tonight. AD is playing, but no LeBron. So -3.5 for the Lakers.
So what are we doing with this Wembanyama?
What are we doing with this Wembanyama? I honestly, Joe, I don't want any part of him right now. There's no consistency. There's no consistency.
Rebounds in this game?
He has great nights, and then he's got nights where the stat sheet's at, it's bare. The cupboard's bare. I can't. There's too much inconsistency for me.
Too much inconsistency. All right.
Correct. That's why I'm out. I'm out on Wembanyama. Sounds like you're in.
I'm thinking about bounds on him. Joey Bounds. I like guys that could crash the glass. Oh, Terry Rozier coming out hot. Woo! He's got seven. Look at this kid. Look at this. He's coming out hot, Rozier.
We also have Joe. Hey, I told you I like the Canadiens at home tonight against the Penguins. They're up 3-1. In the second period. Devils and Bruins are scoreless in late stages of the first. Islanders and Ducks are scoreless at the horse track as they're late in the first. Islanders actually did score, Joe, and they took it off the board due to a kicked it in.
Good. So all right, so let me tell you what I have. Rozier over 2.5 threes. Rozier, 22.5 points over. Dame Lillard, 5+ threes at +250. And I went to the usual suspect. I know he's going to cost me. R.J. Barrett, 19.5 over -118. I swear, he screws me tonight. He's dead to me. I'm telling you that right now.
Dead to me. He's dead to me. Chop him.
I'm going to miss the
chop him.
He's
chop him.
I was going to alt him to 25+, but I said, and you know what? He's gutless sometimes.
First time this year you get all three of the Suns guys together, too. Booker, Durant, and Beal all playing together.
Yeah, I know.
I like the over in that game, Joe.
Do you? I said that. You want
to? Now you're in?
I don't know. I don't know, Carver.
Stony Brook up two on Norfolk State.
Stony Brook!
Up two. Some great college basketball games tonight. Longwood in Milwaukee. LSU's playing Alabama State.
That's a great one.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Oh, we got Haro tonight as well here in the first hour. 844-843-6879. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Great to have you with us here on a Wednesday night on the grid. Breaking news out of the NBA late night. Everybody's waiting to see what was going to happen with Draymond Green, who got the gate again last night after he, you know, kind of was... I don't know, Joe. I guess he was like... He was kind of leaning in on Nurkic. And then I guess his excuse was he tried to sell a foul. and he swung his entire body around with his arm out. Like, I don't know if you call it like a straight punch, Joe. Like, he didn't turn around and punch him.
No, he but he almost
hammered him. Yeah, like almost like a karate chop. Like, you know, it was almost like one of those chops that, like, you know, Ric Flair used to do back in the day. Like, psh, woo, woo. You know, just what it was like, one of those, you know. And woo. But the problem was, you know, he hit him like square in the jaw with it. With a backhand, just came around and got him.
Hit him in the jaw. This clown needs to be suspended. Maybe the podcast will get suspended for a week. Is the podcast going? Podcast sucks.
I don't know. Yeah, where's the podcast? No podcast.
This podcast sucks.
So he's suspended indefinitely, Joe. So indefinitely, there's no set amount of games. And I was just reading that. Let me get you the, you know, all the great NBA reporters are all out on this now. So according to this. They're expected to meet Thursday to start discussing a path of counseling and help for Green to move forward. The league didn't want to put a specific number on the suspension, but allow Green to take the time he might need to deal with the challenges that he's facing.
They give a, you know, come on. Can we stop with this, Carver? Can we stop?
He's facing
podcast
challenges?
Sucks. I'll counsel him. All right? Just like you. You want me to coach him up? I mean, really.
I'll coach him up.
Come on. Coach him
that's
up.
That's a good paying job, I bet.
Somebody should muscle him underneath. Enough of letting this guy just, you know, manhandle everybody. You know, back
well,
in the
a
day,
league that's
would,
not physical
he
anymore. He's one
that.
Of the few physical players in a league that's
he
not physical.
He would get away with that back in the day of Oakley and Carl.
Well, those guys swung back.
Lambeer. Where would Lambeer be? Rodman?
Yeah.
Old school.
Yeah.
Right?
Solve it the blue collar way. Like Joe wanted
to.
Let's go.
The blue collar way. Never happened again, I'll tell you that for.
Square up, Joe says. Square up.
Give him the body. Give him the body. Keep backing into him. Again.
Joe wants to basically turn the NBA into a UFC match now.
I do. I want bully ball again. I want you. And that's what. And I know we're going to get into this argument. But that's what made Jordan great. Okay, when you drive the lane, you were getting clubbed, and he still made it. Okay?
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree with Jordan's greatness.
We parked the Red Sea when LeBron's coming down the lane. Here we go. He's coming. Move over.
Train's coming through. Get off the tracks. Here he comes.
You know, back in the day, there would be a few guys standing in the way, the intimidators.
All right, either way, he ain't going to be around for a while.
Good.
He's out of the mix.
Good. Chop him.
I would guess no podcast either, Joe, if that's what you were
asking.
No podcast.
No podcast. That'll hurt him more than anything.
No podcast. All right, Joe. We'll move on. The Suns are, shall I say, the guy that he whacked Nurkic last night, and the Suns, they are playing at the top of the hour. They have the Nets. It's now 4.5 because everybody's playing for them. 231, Joe, in that one for a total.
All right, so what do you want to do? You said the college basketball is terrible. So let's jump into the
bad,
NBA.
Bad slate.
Who do you want to take?
Slate.
Who do you want to take?
I like the Knicks tonight.
Yeah.
I think they're going to have a lot of focus on this game because they know the other three games on this road trip are going to be very, very difficult.
Here's what I want to do. I want to take the over in the Nets game.
Over 231 Nets Suns you want to take.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sure there's going to be some kind of greed attached to this. What is it? What is it that you want to?
Greed, for a better word, my friend, is good. Okay.
You want to put it with the golf? What do you want to do?
The golf. There's golf?
No, there actually isn't. I don't think you can play that that PNC tournament. This Tiger's playing with his son. Like, I don't think you can bet on that.
I told you the Hawks tonight. This Trae Young is probably going.
I mean,
off,
it's just
I
a
guarantee.
7-point game. There's a lot of time left there. The only game on the board I'd consider. Well, Sixers are up 14. Pelicans are up 11.
Look at the Grizzlies.
Pacers out to a 14-6 lead in Milwaukee.
Want to jump
258 and a half live total. 258.
Where's Dame time when you need him?
Dame time. Dame time. Dame time.
This guy, I need him for 5 threes tonight.
Hey,
no threes.
So let's get this straight
here,
Joe.
Look at Rozier. 11 points already.
What was the number in that? What was the number in that? In that, so I've just seen something for tomorrow. What was the number in that Celtic-Cav game last night?
Minus 12.
It was 12?
Well, 11 and a half.
Because they're playing there again tomorrow.
Well, what do you think they're going to like?
Same setup. It's Cavs at Boston, so Cleveland basically just stays in Boston. They're going to play him again. So it was 12 last night, and it was a 7-point game. Now it's 8.5 for tomorrow. Same scenario.
8.5.
Yeah. You think this will be the night they whack him?
Now that he got it down, that with the same thing. I hate doing that.
I don't like those either. You get a lot of those like now that. In the NBA.
I know. Is Donovan Mitchell playing?
Yeah, he had 29 last night.
Let's do 35.
We'll do that in the second half. We'll do Thursday night's games later. We'll keep it to what's actually happening now, right now, Joe. Rockets up 17-9 on the Grizzlies. Didn't you like something in that game, too?
I like the Grizzlies.
Yeah, I kind of did, too. It's up to 12.5 now, though.
I know. I was thinking about jumping in. Want to jump in?
No, not particularly. You know, I've kind of been using Tuesdays and Wednesdays, Joe, as like, I got to really love something to be involved.
Yeah, because I've been cold streak with the.
You see, that's why you're trying to dig yourself out. You know, I've had a couple good weeks, so I've been like going real light on Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
I like some games in the NFL, so I want to just try and pad it.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a lot of that in the second hour. We'll get to some of the games for this week.
How did we do on the basketball picks? I don't think we did all that bad.
For when?
The Friday picks.
Oh, the college?
Yeah.
I played Notre Dame covered that huge number, but barely, by the skin of their teeth against Marquette.
I know Tennessee won and Creighton smashed that team.
Oh, Creighton destroyed them.
Creighton won that game, I think, by 45, laying like 20.
That final was, Joe, and I did notice that on late Saturday night when I was going through all the scores. That final was 109-64.
Yeah, they smashed them.
And Purdue beat Alabama. Tennessee beat Illinois. This was all Saturday. Yeah, I think Notre Dame was getting 22. They lost by 20 by 19.
Those games, basketball is always around the number. You're never out of it.
Washington beat Gonzaga on Saturday, too. There's no good games in college until Friday. Gonzaga plays UConn on Friday night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. Rick Harrow on a Wednesday. Yes, we're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Yeah. Got a lot going on, and every week on Carver and Lisi, we talk to our sports business and legal insider, Rick Harrow. A day later this week, because of the Sports Grid holiday party, and what an awful job, you know. And it's my turn to go to the podium, Joe. You went to the podium for some of your picks on Monday night from the weekend. I'll go to the podium now. I forgot to tell Rick there was no show last night. So I...
All right.
You know what I did?
I forgot to tell Rick there was no show last night. Rick texted me.
I listened to 3.5 minutes of Busy Signal before I said, it's not worth it, pal.
All right, Rick, I got to interject because there's a few nights that we can't locate you. We need, like, the sonar sub to go locate you. You're in Costa Rica, the Dominican Republic. You're overseas. Right. You're in
But he makes it.
I mean, we're not allowed to rub elbows every now and then and miss a night. Come on.
No, we missed a night. We rubbed elbows.
You can rub elbows, but you got to admit, that if the sonar system causes you some consternation and angst at 8:21, by 8:25, I'm showing up no matter where I am. You know, last night a cluster of busy signal. That's all I'm saying. I don't care.
You were walking the dog.
No, I was out.
You're out. He was out.
I was actually out. I was driving back with my Bluetooth ready to get into it. And I know, you know, when Matthias is not answering, was Matthias at the holiday party too?
No. Unfortunately, no. We're very upset about that because he's in Cali, SoCal. So no, he was not at the party.
So, okay, well,
Matthias
was a no-show on the cell too. I'm going to call him out because he told me, "Look, if you ever have any trouble getting on, here's my cell number." Here it is.
Well, Matthias was off.
He called me. I was ready to roll. At first, I thought, "Who is this?" And he called back, and I was ready to rock. I said, "Hey, Rick, how you doing, sir?" And then he's right. Yeah, there was no show.
Matthias,
I could tell by the tone. Listen, I could tell by the tone of his voice. It wasn't very good. He said, Rick?
It was my fault.
And I said, all right, that's enough. Goodbye. And, hey, I'm telling you, now it's all of our fault. That's all right. You were drinking. You weren't focusing. You were drinking.
Well, I'm sorry, I actually was.
I blew you off like a bad smell last night after it was like, all right, goodbye.
Nah, it's all good. It's all good. Let's have a drink.
We'll have a drink. It's my fault because I was going to tell you with the TV, and then we're doing the TV later in the week.
Yeah.
All right, Rick. Let's get in.
He wants to talk substance. What do you want?
Yeah. Are you going to Orlando for the Cure Bowl on Saturday? You going to make it over there for App State and Miami of Ohio to start the bowl season?
No.
Are you gonna get into that?
Oh no. You know, you got a lot of decisions to make this weekend. You know, what are there, 7 or so, 6 of those Saturday window bowl games? You don't have the Christmas Eve and those, and, you know, some are snoozers, some are not, but you got to follow them. And I figured my best bet is the Dolphins and Jets on Sunday. I told myself I wasn't going to think about the Dolphins, but, you know, you got to talk about
it,
and you got to rebound, so that's it. No, I shouldn't talk about it. Don't tell me what I should and shouldn't talk about, okay? It's my team.
The door's back open, baby. The door's back open.
For what? For you? You're going to be Dallas?
The door's back open for the division. The door's back open.
No. Yeah, but you got to win all your games, and you got to think that the Dolphins are going to lose. He is not right. Joey's not right.
That was a gutless performance. That was a gutless performance.
It was.
Gutless. You know it, and I'm a Dolphin fan, but you know what you do? Here's the problem. Tell McDaniel every time he wants to stick his chest out and showboat like think he's the best coach in the NFL, why don't you win a Super Bowl first, then you could showboat, okay? Because this guy walks around like he's like the best thing, and all he does is lose when his team steps up against hard competition. And Tennessee is not that good, as we know.
No, and it's not him as much as it's Fangio in the secondary, I would think, on those last two drives. And I just don't know what happened. It's like they were handed a gift, then they were handed another gift. And, you know, when you're up 2 touchdowns, and, you know, Joe Rose is a buddy. I've known him for a long time, and he does the color commentary with Cephalo on the Dolphin Radio Network. So what I like to do is listen on the earphones. It reminds me of the old days. And it was like, this was great because it proved the Dolphins didn't play well, but great teams win even when they don't play well. Oh, that was a 3.5 minutes. All right, keep that to yourself, too. So, anyway.
Yeah, things have gotten a little bit more sticky now as we come down the stretch here in the final 4 games of the season. Let's start, Rick, with this one because this one will probably take us through the rest of the segment. Ohtani signs a record $700 million contract with the Dodgers. And we know the stories now with the backloaded $2 million a year, $680 at the back end. Your thoughts, Rick, on how this will change, not baseball, let's say how it'll change sports, period, going forward?
Yeah, I'm not sure the backloading is something people are going to follow that much. You know, Stanton's contract was backloaded, and it was an albatross on the Marlins for a long time. And the backloading is only possible when a team has solid financial backing, not only with the banks, with their own regional sports network they control. So, you know, how many teams in baseball was that, 5 or 6? So we're not talking about the Bally's ones. I'm talking about, you know, their own ones. And so already you got the haves and the have-nots distinguished, because very few people or teams could have done what the Dodgers put on the table. I don't care about the number, but I care about the financing. And it is a peculiar situation that Ohtani wants for deferred dollars, and it's a tax deal now versus later. There's, of course, no salary cap implication, because there's no salary cap. Dodgers can do whatever they want to. Will they follow it? Well, you know, agents like to think that they're going to follow this forever. I'm not sure that there is a player that can command Ruthian numbers, even though, you know, one of his wings, we're not sure how he's going to come back as a pitcher. But still, it is that big a deal for the West Coast teams and the Japanese market, et cetera, that they could command an earth-shattering bit of leverage, and that's exactly what this is.
Now, Rick, in regards to that deal, right, do they put any type of insurance policy because he can't pitch next year? Is there something that the team could do where if he gets hurt? I mean, if he gets hurt, then this is a terrible deal, right? So there has to be something in place to protect that, no?
Yeah, the details haven't been released, and I'm sure, again, there are only a couple companies, you know, Lloyd's of London, a couple who would even consider the insurance on this. The numbers are so astronomical that I'm pretty sure they're not going to be completely covered. They may get some of it, but not all of it. And then remember, the other piece of this is the Dodgers themselves are going to have to put significant dollars in a guaranteed trust fund, kind of, because the, you know, Ohtani camp wants to make sure that the Dodgers and their bankers are liquid enough to be able to cover $680 million over a significant period of time. So there are a number of financial issues that are breaking the mold.
You know, the other part of this too, and this will be less of it, is the jump in the salary, right, Rick? Because we'd seen Trout in what, 425, right around there. Judge got 385 last year. Even when you look at other sports, Mahomes with 500, Messi with 550. You know, this is a massive leap. Like, everybody was kind of around those numbers, the best of the best. And now we jump this thing all the way up to 7. I mean, how close are we to actually seeing, Rick, somebody get $1 billion in a contract? $1
billion. Well, the Marlins. Oh, they're worth that. That's the entire team. Not only payroll, but the team's worth. I don't think we're going to have something like this in the near future. Because this is not one player, this is two players, let's say. There are two positions here, and assuming he's capable of one, he's two positions, right? So you know, the deal is that it's breaking the mold, and if I'm an agent, I'm going to claim that the next guy whose stats are close get 750, and the team's going to shut him down by saying, you know, you show me the next Cy Young winner and the next 300 hitter in one person, and I'll consider giving you the dollars.
That is crazy when we just think about $1 billion. Like, I mean, like, what is, I understand, like, he's not, I mean, if he wants it deferred, Rick, right, 10 years down the road, that means he's got to be playing at a high level. Why would the team defer it? I mean, because we've seen these contracts like Bobby Bonilla back in the day where the risk-reward doesn't make sense. So, I mean, why would the team, just to get him in, makes no sense.
We'll come back and get that from Rick. Carver, we'll get that when we come back, Rick. We'll get the quick break, and then we'll get Rick's answer. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. here with you on a Wednesday night. We have our sports business and legal insider, Rick Haro, with us, as we do every week here on CNL. Before I move on to something else, Rick, we got cut off there at the end. I know Joe asked you about something. If you want to just finish that off, Rick, what Joe was asking you before the break there.
So the value of the contract is guaranteed. It's $700 million.
Right.
The question is, when is it paid? And, you know, on a present value basis, if you pay $700 million and some of it is, like, 20 years out, then it's a lot less than paying $700 million today, and then you can invest the money, not the team. But yet, those are all details that the Dodgers can do that other teams can't, because they have such financial flexibility at their disposal. Ohtani, you know, doesn't want it right now, doesn't want to pay taxes on it right now, and he wants the money for the rest of his life and for his foundation's life, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, he has the leverage not only to tell you how much money he's going to make, but under what terms it's paid.
Right. It's a fascinating deal. It really is, with a guy making $700 million to go to the Dodgers. All right, Rick, the NBA's inaugural in-season tournament, you got here, accomplished its mission and then some. Let me give you're going to give us from a numbers perspective. I want to know about, did people watch? Were the ratings good? Were people interested? I'll tell you from the fan perspective, for me personally, as somebody who never really gave a rat's you-know-what about November and December NBA basketball games, I was actually into it, Rick. I was. Joe will tell you that, too. I mean, I was into it on the nights they had the group stage play. I was into it last week when they played those games in Vegas. So for somebody like me, I thought they accomplished the goal, because I would have never cared that much about games in November and December.
Have you regained your sight from the burned retinas after watching the courts?
Yeah, the courts were a lot. The courts were a lot. Yeah, the courts were a lot.
But, hey, if you're going to tinker, so change the courts. Doesn't really matter. The end of the day is what David Stern and then Adam Silver wanted was to attract attention in November and December with something novel. And that exactly happened. 23% increase in the group stage, even higher for those final games. The $500,000, the player, the, you know, the Lakers win is hardly the issue. You got guys playing for a championship, and it's not LeBron, but it's all those other players on the roster who are actually winning something as well, which we shouldn't discount. And then the economic impact of the games in Vegas. It was a home run in all respects, regardless of what the courts looked like.
Yeah, the courts were cool. I'm sorry, Joe. I was going to give you a second there to pull that up. Go ahead, Joe. Yeah.
No, it's okay, Carver. Again, I have a question about the Super Bowl, but God, you just follow up. God.
Yeah, I think they got to make some tweaks, Rick. I do. I think if they make a couple of tweaks, I think they need to make it a little bit more easier for fans on that last group stage night to kind of figure out how teams can get in and get out. But I think they can expand on it a little bit, and I think they got something. And you know, 10 years from now, they'll probably name the MVP trophy after LeBron if they're still doing this thing.
Well, and the other thing, too, about all of this is that, you know, which kind of tournament that started didn't have tweaks? The NHL All-Star 3-on-3, of course it had tweaks. The FedEx Cup, same kind of thing. Nobody knew what people were playing for. They made the system easier. Obviously, the same thing with the NASCAR playoffs, made it easier. And nobody's saying, let's not have the tournament. People are saying, let's make some minor changes, and that's not bad. Because even when you're talking about the minor changes, it gets people talking about the tournament, which is good for the NBA.
Rick, the NFL is going to expand their international games. What, Brazil? Carver said they should send me out to Brazil to watch a game. I mean, what do you think? Me in Brazil there watching a game, staying there for a week or two?
I think you in Brazil would be a very interesting thing for our customs and immigration folks. So let me just leave it at that. I'll also say that I remember going on some of the early reconnaissance trips with Steve Ross down to Rio and Sao Paulo and Brasilia to see if there was some kind of an opportunity for the Brazilian soccer teams to play at Hard Rock and the Dolphins to go down to Sao Paulo. You know, who's playing there is not official, although the Dolphins did get awarded the marketing rights to Brazil. And they should, because, you know, there are a lot of Brazilians that come back and forth to Florida, and it does make sense. So the fact that they made a decision today to go down there is a great idea. I'm not really sure what it's going to be like as a permanent thing, but as a one-off, they're going to do really well. They're going to sell out, and there's going to be some excitement down there for a novelty. It's not like England. It's not something that people are following yet, but it's a novelty.
Yeah, no doubt. They'll have interest down there, that's for sure. And that, and they did that today. They approved that today at the owners' meetings, which they also, Rick, announced that they're going to go back to L.A. for 61 in 2027. So you knew it wasn't going to be too long. They were in L.A. a few years ago for the Rams-Bengals Super Bowl. And it feels like L.A. and Vegas are going to be two places. We'll see how Vegas goes this year. You know it's going to go great. Are two places that they're going to get back in some kind of a regular rotation, along with New Orleans and Miami, these other places that they love to stop at every couple of years. Rick, Jon Rahm and LIV Golf leaves the PGA Tour, $300+ million, whatever it is. You know, there was whispers of this, Rick, for weeks we talked about. It's kind of bizarre to me. Like, he was very vocal about, he never bashed LIV Golf, but he was very vocal about caring about the history of the PGA Tour, and I think it's important to win Arnold Palmer's tournament, it's important to go to Jack's tournament, it's important to go to Torrey Pines and all this stuff. Like, this kind of makes me think, Rick, that we know that this deadline's coming up on the 31st. Does he know that it's going to get across the finish line and he's going to still get to play in those places anyway, or is he just so fed up with how the PGA has handled all this stuff that he just said, screw you, I'm taking my ball and leaving?
I think it's a little bit of something else, too. I think he's very clever to recognize the maximum leverage point. I don't know what's going to happen on the 31st, except when you look at the calendar, that's, you know, 2 weeks away, and much of it is a holiday time. So it's hard to believe that there's going to be definitive agreements then, and then do they kick the can down the road? Do they let some of these other sports equity providers come in and participate with the PGA Tour? Whichever it is, you know, Jon Rahm gets the money, I'm sure, and the contract doesn't say he doesn't get the money if the you know, there are major changes with the LIV deal. He took it, and he took it now, and I think it's a one-shot opportunity where a lot of the other players who wait or say no won't have this on the table. And, you know, Rahm is all he needs is another, you know, 100% and then another half again, and he's Ohtani money.
Rick, I do want to ask you about the College Bowl season and transfers. Is there anything impending, not obviously now, but next year to stop these transfers in terms of the transfer portal? We have kids bolting each and every day. I've never seen the attrition like this. It's unbelievable. But then the bowls, too. Like, could the bowls do anything now with the expansion next year in terms of the 12-team playoff?
Well, it's like NFL free agency, even more though, because this is even, you know, more prolific. And you know, University of Miami down here, the latest rumors, they're shopping, they're working out quarterbacks. It's something that nobody has expected, and you know, we can't use the term ruin college sports because, you know, we bargained for some of this when we got NIL, and then the and one, and then it adds up. I do think that at the end of the day, there will be some regulation. And I think what always starts regulation is that people all raise their hand and say, look, we can't keep the system going like this. So I know that there are a lot of people who are thinking about ways to control all of this. And all I can say is it should have been done already.
Good news in the sports betting area down in Florida, Rick, because the Hard Rock Sports Betting app is now available to everyone in the state of Florida.
Yeah, that's a good thing. One of the things that is still uncertain is, you know, my pals at the places that were and still could be the non-Hard Rock casino venues to have live sports betting as well. And that's still a little bit up in the air. The lawsuits have not dealt with those issues because the question is, where is the bet placed? And the mobile betting, everybody argued the bet is placed at the site of the server, and the server is at Hard Rock. But for all of the other expansion, that's a little bit still up in the air. So all of the people who wanted gambling on locations other than actually at Hard Rock, you still either got to use a mobile device or wait.
Rick, the Chicago Bears are in the market for a new stadium, which I can't believe, too. Soldier Field, not going to be iconic. It's not going to be there next year or potentially in 2025. Any insight onto where they're looking?
Yeah, Northern Indiana, Arlington Heights. There are a few other sites looking at the south parking lot at Soldier Field itself. Arlington Heights was supposed to be the suburban contender, and now Kevin Warren, who used to run the Vikings and did the stadium process there, so he knows what he's doing, is going to be playing the kind of what different sites will generate what different financing, and will probably play Indiana against Illinois as well, just like St. Louis on the Missouri side did there. Indiana already has some significant state funding for the Colts in Indianapolis. But this is a long story, and the current lease doesn't expire until 2032, so we got some time.
Speaking of stadiums and arenas, I had to get this to you, and I'm sure it's going to be on the list next week, but this is kind of news that happened in the last 24 hours. Why, Rick, does Leonsis have to – why is he so eager to move the Capitals and the Wizards to Northern Virginia? Because I like that building that they're in downtown there in D.C. and Chinatown. I think that's a great building. Why does he want to get to Northern Virginia so badly?
Yeah, I think it's part of it is because he would like the real estate development opportunity. There is no such thing as a landlocked downtown venue. And the Verizon Center, you know, Capital One building, that place was great. Remember where the Capitals and Wizards originally started? They were in Landover, where the FedEx Field is now and will not be in the future. So this is all about real estate.
Wow. What about that? I mean, that's crazy too. Because that's probably where the football team's going to go also, right, Rick? Is Northern Virginia? That's eventually going to be the home for them too.
Yeah. Maybe not the whole idea of putting it right near the casino, the operation down directly south of the city. There is land there, and there's a musical chair site thing going on with the Redskins / Commanders as well. So we'll see.
Rick, tremendous job as always, my man. We will talk to you next week. Enjoy the Jets and the Dolphins on Sunday. Rick Haro here on the grid. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. A few things here. Sixers are up 20-plus on the Pistons early in the fourth quarter. Pelicans are destroying the Wizards. Heat are up 13 now on the Hornets. Yeah. Hawks are up 1 on the Raptors early in the second half. The Lakers are up 18 on the Spurs.
I knew that was going to happen.
Just torching them here. 61-43. And let me get in. I'm telling you, I'm about to look because you know what I said to you who to go after. I said Reeves.
Russell.
I said Reeves.
Oh, Reeves, right.
Reeves has 7. He's got a 3. Russell's 0 for 3 from 3. He's doing nothing. Right. Davis, Joe, 22 points. He's 2 for 2 from 3, too.
He wants to go after the kid. He wants
Hachimura with 11. I told you Hachimura.
Dame time sucks. Plus 250, not 1-3. There are already 6 minutes left in the second.
He's been ice cold, bro.
This guy's cold. What, like,
it's
really
a Giannis night. He's got 19.
Oh, man. This Dame time.
I told you to stay away. You didn't want to hear it.
Terry Rozier broke out of his slump. He's got 14. The guy's cooking. He's cooking. He's got olive oil.
You on him?
I am on him. Over 2.5 threes and 22.5. He's got 14. Kid's cooking. Mm. Is he related to Mike Rozier?
I don't think so, Joe. Meanwhile, with the Pucks, the Islanders lead the Ducks 2-1 at the horse track. 3-3 now, Penguins and Canadians, as they're about to start the third. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.